It's been 35 years since California voters approved Proposition 13, the ballot initiative that set a tight cap on property tax increases, except when a given piece of property is sold to new owners. That mechanism has had some big unintended consequences.
Residential property owners are paying 72% of property taxes in California, while commercial property owners are only paying 28%. And it's because these properties rarely change hands and are rarely reassessed.
That's Ben Grief, a campaign director at the San Francisco-based nonprofit Evolve, which is pushing for a change in Prop 13.
We've launched our campaign to get a ballot measure before the voters that would eliminate Prop 13 protections for non-residential commercial property while maintaining protections for residential property owners.
Like all approved ballot initiatives, Proposition 13 is legally an amendment to the state constitution, so changing it requires going through the same process that originally approved it. Just getting such a measure before voters is a big task, but Grief and his colleagues are reaching out for support to a constituency that is directly affected by the proposition's inequities.
School boards understand the budget crises that our school districts across the state face year after year, and we consider them to be natural allies. We're 49th in the nation in education funding, and everyone sort of knows why, but Prop 13 for 35 years has been the third rail of California politics, and no one's wanted to touch it.
That's beginning to change. At their last meeting, the West Sonoma County Union High School District became the first North Bay School Board to endorse reforming Proposition 13. Superintendent Keller McDonald summarizes their action.
Our school board adopted a resolution that encourages state leadership to take steps to reform Proposition 13, to close a loophole that enables corporate entities to change ownership in land holdings and not get reassessment of their property values. Property taxes across the state are the main source of school funding, but this corporate loophole creates a large disparity in the potential property taxes that corporations could pay to support local schools.
That figure is estimated by Grief at up to $6 billion per year. And even though a very small slice of that would come from Western Sonoma County, Superintendent McDonald says his board and their community want to see this issue addressed.
This is a statewide issue. It's really not a West County or a regional issue for us as much as it is a statewide funding issue. The property taxes are collected by the state and then redistributed to the over 1,000 local school districts. This is a way, we believe, to increase the fair treatment of all property holders across the state. In Sonoma County, actually across the state, this issue is pretty quiet right now. But I don't think that that's going to be the case for very long.
Finding public schools on the short end of economic unfairness is an outcome that no one anticipated or wants, adds Evolve's Grief.
This is not what Prop 13 was about. Prop 13 was meant to protect homeowners, not large commercial property owners.
It's an imbalance he hopes is persuasive enough to offset the corporate campaign spending that is certain to pour in against a challenge to Proposition 13. Assuming they're able to convince the state legislature to put the question on the ballot at all. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRZB's North Bay Report.